Kennedy has been associated in the minds of a great many ufologists as the author of certain annotations in the book The Case for the UFO. Would you identify yourself as the author of those annotations?
I learned to write in three different handwritings. And, of course, to emphasize that this is three different handwritings using different forms of capital and small letters, using this form of handwriting as well as the normal form of handwriting, I was able to, with the difference in penmanship, the difference in color, ink colors, to dramatize what they wrote in those annotations. In the front of that book, they say that there were, in the letters to Jessup and to myself also, the Navy says that the naval reprint was made for the scientists of the old Bureau of Naval Research and Development and for colleagues, that is, the fellow professors, also interested in force field functions, dynamics, and force fields even as a physics, as well as to friends, industrial industries and universities who were contracted to the old Bureau of Naval Research and Development, of what is now called the ONR, the Office of Naval Research, since it changed its name from Bureau of Naval Research and Development to ONR. I destroyed my first copy because it was then and still possibly is today some of the world's most dangerous literature. The experimenting in invisibility, that is absolute camouflage, is still going on. There is no reason, therefore, for me to remain hidden away in old Mexico anymore. I would like to say here and now that anything and everything that I, and only I, say by myself alone will be regarded always and forever by the scientific and academic community as merely nothing more than pure hearsay that has never been validated, confirmed, verified, nor corroborated. Let us face the simple fact. What I tell you, yes, is true. I say, yes, I saw the D-173 become invisible right before my eyes. Right before my eyes. Voyage number three, it began on the October the 18th, 1940.